A Los Angeles jury has found Lyle and Eric Menendez guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of their parents at their Beverly Hills mansion in 1989. It was the second murder trial for the brothers. Two juries in 1994 deadlocked over murder and manslaughter charges against them. From Los Angeles, Virginia Bicker reports.
After a 20-week trial and 5 days of deliberation, the jury was able to decide what two previous juries couldn't, that the two were guilty of first-degree murder. At the Los Angeles courthouse this afternoon, court official Jerry Ann Haslett described the jury's verdict.
I don't know if you know about the results of the verdicts. It was guilty on all counts with special circumstances. A penalty phase of the trial is scheduled to begin on Monday, March 25th at 8:30 a.m.
Robert Pugsley, professor of criminal law at the Southwestern University School of Law, says special circumstances apply because more than one person was killed and the brothers were lying in wait.
What happens now is that both brothers, because they killed under special circumstances, will be subjected to a sentencing phase in which the jurors, the same jury that found them guilty, will decide whether or not they get the death penalty or life imprisonment without possibility of parole.
In August 1989, Jose and Kitty Menendez were watching television in the living room of their Beverly Hills home when their two sons walked in and shot them to death. At the first separate trials, one for each defendant, prosecutors maintained that Lyle and Eric Menendez, now 28 and 25 years old, committed premeditated murder and that the brothers were after their parents' estimated $14 million estate. But the brothers testified at their first trials that they shot their parents in self-defense. They said they feared their parents were about to kill them to prevent stories of alleged parental abuse from being revealed. The two juries couldn't decide whether the brothers were guilty of manslaughter or first-degree murder. Pugsley says this time prosecutors met their claims head-on.
This trial, the prosecution, taking the issue of psychological and sexual and emotional abuse very seriously, put on its own expert witness, nationally renowned forensic psychiatrist Dr. Park Dietz. I think that that was an acknowledgement on their part that it was an omission in the first trial and that they were taking that argument by the defense quite seriously the second time around.
The prosecution was also able to convince the judge to limit the range of witnesses the defense could call to support the brothers' claims of abuse. And Judge Stanley Weisberg ruled the two could not argue that they had shot and killed their parents in a reasonable belief that their parents were about to kill them. Pugsley also says going before a single jury was a distinct advantage for the prosecution.
In the first trial, each defendant had his own jury, and I think it thus complicated for the prosecution the range of people that they had to make their case to, the number of people they had to persuade beyond a reasonable doubt. In this instance, all the stakes for both brothers are in the hands of 12 people, and I think that makes it easier, generally speaking, on the prosecution.
Missing from the retrial was the tearful videotaped testimony of older brother Lyle Menendez, which analysts believed worked in his favor during the first trial. Accounts from the courtroom today describe the two defendants as pale but emotionless as the verdicts were read. For National Public Radio, I'm Virginia Bigger in Los Angeles.